First of all, I would like to thank organizers for this wonderful, wonderful workshop. I will speak about radiation reaction. And first part of the talk will be laser field interaction with electron beams, and we will mostly concentrate on quantum radiation dominated regime. Our aim is to find easy detectable signatures of quantum radiation reaction. And in second part of the talk, I will speak about laser field interaction with plasma. And here, our main aim was to understand if radiation reaction can change plasma instability, and in which way it can change plasma instability. I want to acknowledge my collaborator Jianxi Li and Navin Kumar. They are postdoc in our department, and Christoph Keitel is the director of our institute. First of all, question arises, why the problem of radiation reaction becomes important now? Last week, in fact, Antonio told us that radiation reaction, in fact, is a very old problem. In early 95 and 99, Abraham and Lorentz considered in realm of classical physics this problem. And in 1938, Dirac proposed his famous equation, which is now known as Lorentz-Abraham-Dirac Dirac equation. This, in fact, mostly describe radiation reaction effect in classical regime. And later, Landau-Lipschitz proposed some heuristic equation of motion, which is free of problems of Ladd equation. More recently, some mathematician Spohn showed that, in fact, this heuristic equation and Ladd equation, they have the same same set of solution for physical which are physical relevance, which are free of physical result. And moreover, in 1941, before creation of quantum electrodynamics, Heitel proposed some method and analyzed in quantum regime how radiation reaction effect can be treated. So this is old problem, and mostly in synchrotron community, that this is rather considered and analyzed. But why now we again interest comes to this problem? Because now interest lasers existed up to 10 of 22, and ELI expected to up to 10 of 26, and then. In fact, with lasers, in much more detail, investigate all these radiation reaction effects, which theoretically can be predicted based on this equation. And that is why our aim was to analyze and to find out some signatures and point out to experimentators what can be looked for. And first of all, what can be induced by radiation reaction? First thing, it is of course energy, this is some energy loss of electrons, and this is some energy loss channel for laser plasma interaction. And and from this point of view, this effect is important to take into account when tenor intensity is larger of 10 of 22. But this is not very significant. There is not very remarkable effect. These effects are small, but they must be taken into account to get exact description of of laser plasma interaction. So it should be included in particular in cell simulation codes. Then question arises, can one see more dramatic influence of radiation reaction effect? And that is why people look to, for instance, Compton scattering spectra. And this is in classical radium Compton scattering.
Karen, can you slightly move there? We can't see across you.
These are Compton radiation spectra for a classical regime, and unfortunately, the conclusion of this paper was that there are slight influence on the radiation spectra, but they are very difficult for observation. And their conclusion was that most easy this can be observed when looking not spectra, but looking just energy of electron after interaction. And from this point of view, it is a bit disappointing because this is becomes a bit trivial. Electron, of course, loses energy, and when you measure energy, you can deduce. That is why this was a bit disappointing for us, and we still wanted to see some more detectable signature. And this spectra, Antonio also showed, these are our calculation for quantum radiation dominated regime Compton scattering. And here also we see that there is in high energy photon region difference, that this is with radiation reaction and this is without. And clearly radiation reaction decreases piling up of photon at electron energy. This generally can be measured when calculating number of photons in this high energy region. But this needs a really precise measurement of number of photons. And again, this is rather difficult for experiment. I come to our aim, which we put forward for our investigation, to find a signature which will be some qualitative nature, that even not very precise experiment can distinguish that there is radiation reaction in this process. I will tell you what is the radiation-dominated regime and in which parameter regime we have this kind of dynamics. And then we discuss radiation-dominated regime for multiphoton Compton scattering. And then I will describe what we investigated. We investigated features of the spectra, angular and spectral bandwidth independence of driving laser pulse very tightly focused, and laser pulses independence of laser pulse duration, and in this independence we will find some signature which can have some qualitative nature, and even when intensity is not exactly determined or measurement are not very precise, I think that this signature can be still observed. And in the second part, we consider Raman scattering in plasma and see how radiation reaction influences Raman scattering. At this point, I have to say that generally our expectation was that possibly because radiation reaction is some damping, we would have some decrease in this instability growth rate. But in contrast to that, we've got increasing of growth rate of the instability. And this was first very surprising, and we even thought that calculations are wrong, but then we understood what is the reason of that. And if I have time later, I will maybe speak about some comment about it is not connected with radiation reaction, but how just a kinematic analysis of pair production in the laser field with gamma photon can give some insight about momentum distribution or difference of trident and Breitwiller processes. And maybe this could be interesting. So now about radiation dominated region. In fact, in radiation dominated region can exist as in classical region as well as in quantum region. But here, as Antonio in last week described, when we go to Landau-Lifshitz equation, it is usually that this can be obtained by iteration of Ladd equation. And from this, one can conclude that Landau-Lifshitz equation is valid only in perturbation case. And from this, one can deduce that if this describes classical radiation reaction, then in classical regime, always radiation reaction is perturbation. And from this point of view, then it cannot be a radiation-dominated regime. The dynamic, for dynamics, it will be always perturbation. In fact, this is true only for non-relativistic regime. I just will shortly describe how Landau derived relativistic Landau-Lifshitz equation, and you will see that he can be radiation-dominated regime in relativistic regime. So, in the non-relativistic regime, in fact, this force can be derived just assuming that electron moves by Newton equation, then calculate radiation, and this force exactly work done by this force exactly equals radiation emitted. So here, a radiation reaction in non-relativistic case is perturbation, and conditions are that the wavelength of driving field should be larger than electron classical radius, and then field ratio to critical field must be much smaller than 1 divided by alpha.
What's this symbol for the brackets? I mean, is it classical cross product?
Vector product.
Vector product.
Usually in Russian literature, vector product are. these conditions are violated due to quantum effect violate quantum applicability conditions comes more earlier than these conditions violate, then it means that in classical regime these conditions are fulfilled always.
Sorry, I mean, is it okay if we ask if we don't ask? I missed that, sorry. So F is what? MV dot is the equation of motion, that's right?
F is just this radiation reaction force expressed by iteration. When you assume that this is perturbation, then do iteration, you get this radiation reaction force. This is this term.
What's your definition of alpha?
Fine structure constant. It is clear that in non-relativistic case, radiation reaction is perturbation. It cannot disturb dynamics significantly, and there is no radiation-dominated regime. But now let's see how Landau derived this equation and why I call this heuristic equation in Landau derivation, because Landau says, I want to describe some relativistic equation with radiation reaction, and I introduce some some radiation reaction force. And my condition is that, that in the rest frame, it is non-relativistic, and in rest frame, that this radiation reaction force have to reduce to this force. And he does he constructs some relativistic invariant force which in the rest frame goes to well-known non-relativistic force. Now, because in the rest frame you can do in the iteration, then iteration gives this expression. So reasoning was that this force is relativistic invariant, and in the rest frame it coincides with a necessary expression for radiation reaction force. And they postulate that this is exact expression for radiation reaction in relativistic case. Now one can disagree, say that this is just heuristic argument, but recently Spohn just mathematically proved that really all physical relevant solution of Landau-Lifshitz they coincide with Ladd expression in relativistic realm. And now let's see what is the condition, what is the condition of applicability of this relativistic theory. Condition should be that in the rest frame this radiation reaction force is perturbation. And in, and then the same condition should be fulfilled when his field the ratio of the field in the rest frame, and that's why this gamma arises here. And now when we compare this radiation reaction force with Lorentz force in the lab frame, then this is three-dimensional force, main contribution of three-dimensional force of this expression. We see that there is some gamma square factor, and then condition of applicability, condition that radiation reaction force could be order of magnitude of Lorentz force, it has some additional gamma factor. Then in the rest frame, it can be perturbation, but in lab frame, due to this additional gamma factor, it can be not perturbation. Then it can be the same order as Lorentz force, and this is radiation reaction dominated region. And yeah, in fact, this I just described what is written in Landau-Lifshitz, so this is not new. So then conclusion is that radiation reaction dominated regime in relativistic region in classical case can take place. Let's look at Compton scattering, and because we want to have a large key parameter, large quantum effect, and this is mainly connected with recoil, we consider counterpropagating setup. Then, due to Doppler shift, the Doppler shift arises, and emitted frequency is gamma squared times larger. Now it is well known that in strong fields, this figure eight dynamics, and we can have multiple harmonic emission, and this is proportional to Xi coupe, and Xi is this relativistic invariant parameter of intensity. How this Xi coupe, and due to this large harmonic number, one can have very easily gamma rays when one apply 10 of 22, for instance, laser fields. Now Why this Xi Cooper, right? And this in fact comes from synchrotron radiation theory, and I can shortly explain how this arises. This is electron trajectory in its average rest frame. In laser field, it oscillates, and then there's drift velocity. When we can go to the system of reference when the electron only oscillates. And when the circular polarization, which is more easy to explain, electron just move in this average rest frame, but rotate by cycle. And then electron is relativistic when Xi is large. And relativistic electron emits 1 over gamma angular region. Because of this is rather small, then only small part of trajectory contributes to radiation. It can interfere only a small part of trajectory. That is why this radiation formation length is this gamma times smaller than wavelength. This radius corresponds to the wavelength of driving laser, and radiation formation length is gamma times smaller. And gamma in the average rest frame is determined by the Xi parameter, because only transversal oscillation exists in this case. When we look, now let's see what kind of frequency can be emitted on this small coherence length. Frequency which are emitted in some coherence length, they will add up coherently when they are phase matched. So phase difference of this emission should be smaller than pi. And from this we come to the conclusion that coherence length is gamma squared times of emission wavelength. It is much larger than emission wavelength, and the reason is that electron and photon propagate in the same direction, and they remain in the phase very long time. And that is why it is gamma squared time larger than emission wavelength. This is typical for a relativistic process, and then we equate this formation length to this coherent length, and then we come to the conclusion that emitted frequency gamma squared time should be larger than laser frequency. And because gamma is determined by Xi in the average rest frame, then we have a harmonic number Xi cub. And now we can estimate how recoil depends on laser parameters. And recoil, which electron get when emitting photon, it is emitted photon divided by electron energy, and it comes out that this we get this same phi parameter. Xi parameter in fact describe how multiphoton is the process, and phi parameter describe what is the role of recoil. And this phi parameter can be written in the relativistic invariant form, and it depends on h bar, which here is 1. And this is a typical quantum parameter when QED effects enter into play. And in Compton scattering, main QED effect is recoil, and a bit minor QED effect is a magnetic moment radiation, because electron has spin and then magnetic moment, and then magnetic moment also can radiate in the laser field, and this also is proportional to parameter phi. Then quantum regime can be distinguished by parameter J. When it is large, we have a significant quantum recoil. If it's smaller than one, we have classical regime. Now let's see what kind of electron and laser field we should have to get quantum regime. So in the rest frame, it is gamma times field is increased, and then but omega m is 10 minus 6 rather small. So we come to the conclusion that roughly psi gamma should be order of 10 of 5. And because lasers now are not larger than 10 of 22, then psi 100 and gamma. And then we need GeV electrons to get quantum regime of Compton scattering. This is about quantum regime, and now about radiation-dominated regime. Let's see how we can derive this radiation-dominated regime condition. And what is radiation-dominated, how we define radiation-dominated regime? We define a regime when radiation energy on during one period is the same order of electron initial energy. Then during one period, it emits all its energy. I first estimate characteristic photon energy, because recoil determined just by parameter chi, I multiply by electron energy, and this is what typical emitted photon energy. Now, probability of photon emission in one coherence length is proportional to alpha, and this can be understood that Feynman diagrams, each diagram connected with alpha, and that is why photon emission probability in coherence length can be estimated by alpha. Then I already showed that radiation comes from the small part of the trajectory. This is 1 over psi. Then phase interval of coherence is much smaller than 2 pi, 1 over gamma or 1 over psi, smaller than 1 laser period. And then number of coherence lengths on a laser period will be inverse of this this number, and then we will have number of photon alpha xc, and then electron energy loss in one period will be this number of photon emitted and energy emitted and the energy of emitted photon. So then we come to the condition of radiation-dominated regime. Just this divide by electron energy, and we come to the this condition that alpha psi chi product should be larger than one to get radiation-dominated regime. Now let's see if we have classical case. What kind of intensity we need. Classical case means he's smaller than one. Then to get air much larger than one, we should have at least alpha psi much larger than one. This means if we want classical radiation dominated regime, we should have laser intensity 10 of 24. Order. And conclusion is that any radiation reaction dominated regime would be mostly quantum radiation in quantum regime, because classical regime you should combine very specific parameter, large psi and small gamma, to get classical regime. This can be done only specific with choosing specific parameters.
So I understand that you're saying that quantum effects will be seen before classical.
But this depends on both two parameters, psi and gamma. So just you should have large psi but very small gamma. And usually one has psi 100 and gamma 1000. This is more realistic. I could say more realistic for more realistic parameters, radiation dominated quantum regime.
You may have an idea about the spectrum of the emitted radiation.
I will show. Just some small comment. This is our a bit old work. When we in fact contradict what I say just now, in which sense we considered the radiation dominated regime, but which is valid rather modest parameter, but it is valid only in very narrow range parameters when electron energy almost of the order of drift energy in the laser field. This means when electron moves in the counterpropagating laser field, then laser can stop electron in the laser field. And when you are close to this condition, small change in small radiation reaction can cause electron, which initially is not reflected, to reflect, and this will cause immediately in spectrum appearance of emission in backward direction. And here the spectra show that here no radiation reaction, here radiation reaction, we have backward emission. But this is valid when parameters are chosen very close in narrow region for this condition. And generally, if no specific choice have been made, then as I said previously, then this is valid. Okay, now. What we just calculated, Compton scattering, electron counterpropagate laser field, and emit forward X rays or gamma rays, and we are in quantum radiation dominated region, which, for instance, can be fulfilled when we have about 500 MeV electrons, and we consider moderate density of electrons, electron in bunch of micrometer size. And laser pulse we considered in large region when pulse length is from half cycle to 40 cycle, and very tightly focused from 10 lambda to 4 lambda. And here are he and this radiation dominated regime parameter. So it is really a radiation dominated regime, and we intentionally choose not very large because for large case pair production could happen, and to avoid pair production, which is exponentially suppressed when he is smaller than one, we choose not small he, but smaller than one. I have to point out that for laser field, we use some paraxial solution, but solution, some improved solution, because we have both wave size and pulse length are small. Then we have two small parameters, diffraction parameter and temporal parameters, and then we expand solution of Maxwell equation by these two small parameters. And in fact, then solution which we get is not just paraxial solution multiplied by laser pulse form, but pulse form depends propagation of the laser pulse. It depends on which part of this relay length this pulse moves. Okay, and we consider circular polarization. Why circular polarization? Because otherwise, this effect will depend on CP. Just to avoid CP stabilization, we propose to do a circular polarization. Then, depending on CP, it will emit just different phi. But if one integrate by phi, then the CP there will be no CP dependence. Yes. Now, because as I said, for large intensity, the coherence length is much smaller than wavelength of driving field. Then radiation which arises, it depends only on local characteristics of the field. And this very simplifies the problem because the radiation reaction force will not depend on all the dynamics of electron, which is the case in small Xi case, but it will depend only on local parameters. And because of that, emission probability will depend only on local field values on electron trajectory. And this is well-known Nikishov-Ritus formula for probability asymptotic at large Xi, which we use in equation of motion. Now about equation of motion. So we consider electron dynamics in the laser field classically, but radiation quantum mechanically. And why this is possible? Because in fact, electron motion in the laser field is classical because electron wavelength is much smaller than laser wavelength. And this is a very good approximation. But there is a recoil, and this emission probability depends significantly on recoil, and this we have to take into account. So then equation of motion is classical equation of motion, but this some additional term comes from radiation reaction. And how we connect this radiation reaction term with emission probability, and this can't be done because really this emission probability is local. It depends only on the point of trajectory, and then how we can do this? We just have to calculate exactly when it emits some photon, what kind of momentum and what kind of energy it loses, electron loses, and then deduct from electron in initial momentum. Roughly speaking, here electron energy and momentum changes not only because of this is energy and momentum conservation in four dimensional momenta, and electron momentum change determined not only by energy and momentum of emitted photon, but also of absorbed laser photons, and this will be. We have to take into account. So then this is for emission of one photon, and we have to integrate by all possible photon emissions. And then we come to the equation of motion, which contains two terms. One take into account that it is proportional to intensity, and just take into account energy and momentum, which electron lose due to this emission, and this is energy and momentum which electron get from the laser field to fulfill energy and momentum conservation at the emission moment. And here I have to say we followed this equation which is derived in this paper. So now what are results? These are spectra. Here it is shown angular distribution of spectra depending on polar angle theta and azimuthal angle phi. And because electron rotates, we have for certain phi, and when we have multiple cycles, then for certain phi, we will have several theta, which correspond to different cycles during which electron emits. Now, color coding shows intensity, and we pick up the largest intensity case. And for largest intensity case, this corresponds to different pulse duration. One cycle, one on top, and five cycles as examples. And for this maximal emission, we look spectra. And first, when we look, our aim is to see what kind of changes we have in spectra when we change pulse length. And one obvious thing is that this spectral width is decreasing when we when we change pulse duration. And second is when we look spectral bandwidth, then we see that it is not monotonous. He is larger and he are smaller. And to look it more precisely, he is shown angular bandwidth and spectral bandwidth. This is in fact this boundary angle and angular bandwidth we have to deduct from pi, and this is dependent on pulse duration. And what we see is that this angular bandwidth has some prominent minimum. Prominent minimum, and after that it increases. Now, these are single electron calculations, and these are for electron bunch, and we see that there is the difference here in bandwidth, but this qualitative behavior is completely the same for single electron or for the bunch. This corresponds to the case when quantum recoil is neglected, and that is why it does not coincide. In fact, and it shows that quantum recoil is important because this is quantum regime. And without radiation reaction, we have here almost constant or decreasing behavior. So we have clear differences between with radiation reaction, it increases, and here it is constant or decreases. Now let's see why this happens. And this is this is valid and rather large parameter regime between xi and gamma and focusing radius and electron beam radius, so that this can be changed and the same kind of feature you can observe again. Now, when we look classical. Classical regime, when he is small and r is small, then we have this angular bandwidth monotonically decreasing. So we have really very contrast behavior in classical and quantum regime. And this is a bit similar to this, but we have to take into account scale. Here scale as two order magnitude different in classical case and in quantum case. Shortly, I just say why this non-monotonous behavior of angular distribution arises. And this is mostly to competition two effects, focusing and radiation reaction. These two effects compete, and when one prevails, we have this left part of the, and in one case, right part, and that is why we have some minimum emission angle. Here I estimated radiation energy rate, and the energy rate is proportional to chi square. Here we numerically just prove that this is the case. This is chi parameter when this is a different path length and dependence on phase. This is chi and this is emission rate, and we see that when chi is large, emission rate is large. So this is prove this estimation. Now, question is when chi is large in the when electron move in the laser field. So chi is proportional to product laser field and electron energy. Electron angle mostly determined by the transversal momentum, which is proportional to laser field. Let's see when electron moves in the focus laser field, it's due to radiation reaction, its energy decreases. But due to focusing and due to pulse shape, when electron moves forward, it seems more large field. So then electron gamma decreasing, but field increasing. So these are two competing factors. And for longer pulses, energy emission dominates. Then it meets laser pulse peak after the focus, and then xi is smaller. That is why xi is smaller, angle is smaller. But when we have very short pulse, then in fact focusing is dominating the effect. Energy lost is not dominating, is minor issue, and then it meets with stronger fields, and that is why here we have a small angle and here we have larger angle. Due to this competition, we have some minimum in emission.
You include the longitudinal field curve,
though. Yes. This is exact solution of Maxwell equation, even more correct than paradoxical solution. Non-paradoxical terms mean that pulse shape.
Up to what order in those terms?
It's in the second order, but this is I guess first of all easily can be included, but they have no much significance.
How much is the longitudinal field affecting the motion? Compared to the radiation reaction.
Yeah.
Going in the opposite direction as the focus laser.
This is good question, but this we explicitly I cannot answer because we didn't look this. Yeah. Okay, now about Raman scattering. So here the point is that for Raman scattering, when we include radiation reaction, first of all, we consider a classical regime here of radiation reaction, and we use Landau-Lifshitz equation. And the point is that when you include radiation reaction effect, this growth rate of Raman instability is increasing. It is increasing only for forward Raman scattering when both Stokes and anti-Stokes are included. And now I will shortly say why this happens. Raman scattering when laser field scatters in plasma, then some plasma wave excited, and coherence condition requires that energy and momentum conservation for these three waves should be fulfilled, and plus minus correspond to Stokes and anti-Stokes, anti-Stokes wave. We use Landau-Lifshitz equation and do a very simple calculation. We just treat by perturbation this radiation reaction force and investigate just small signal growth rate, which means again perturbation theory scattered wave. Here circular polarization, and unperturbed solution is so-called Achheiser-Golovin solution, in which case electron has no longitudinal motion. It has only the transversal rotation. But why it does not have longitudinal motion? Because laser field and transversal motion, they are always perpendicular. And magnetic field is along transversal momentum, and there is no VB force. Just this is the exact solution of Maxwell equation, well known in as Achheiser-Golovin solution. Now we look perturbation and Stokes and anti-Stokes wave, superposition of Stokes anti-Stokes wave to pump laser field creates some oscillation of density, and this with continuity equation creates longitudinal momentum. Because these Stokes and anti-Stokes are small, this created momentum is also small, and we solve self-consistently electron motion and wave equation, this is just damping of pumping wave because of scattering, these are standard small signal theory which give dispersion relationship, and epsilon radiation reaction enters with epsilon parameters. And point is that it adds all these complex addition to current, which means a phase shift of the current. And this phase shift is different for Stokes and anti-Stokes wave. And because of this difference of Stokes phase shift, initially without radiation reaction, these Stokes currents and anti-Stokes current, they are transverse, and And when we have a phase shift, then coupling between these terms significantly changes, because in this case, Stokes wave cannot do work on anti-Stokes current and vice versa. But when we have phase shift, then there is possibility that anti-Stokes wave and there is work term which comes from product of anti-Stokes field to Stokes current. And this changing of mixing properties in fact induces this term in growth rate, which can be larger when one has rather large value omega zero omega plasma. And this comes from resonance term of dispersion relationship. And here this growth rate is shown. Of course, it is not dramatic change of growth rate. Here we see that it is, for instance, here is smaller than the same value here, and this omega large P is this ratio, and we see that we need to have smaller than this ratio to get this growth. This is not very dramatic effect, but just counterintuitive, and from this point of view is interesting. When in forward Raman scattering, when we remove one mode, again this growth rate enhancement disappears, and it also disappears when we have backward Raman scattering, because in that case also only one mode can contribute in this mode coupling is absent. Do I have time or? Yeah. Conclusion is for quantum scattering, we have some, when we investigate emission bandwidth and spectral bandwidth and angular bandwidth independence of pulse length, we have a clear signature of radiation reaction, which is maximum of angular bandwidth, which is not existent when radiation reaction effects are neglected. And for Raman scattering, we see some influence on growth rate. It can enhance growth rate. Maybe I just shortly will say about this comment on bright pillar and trident processes. This is just simple analysis which is based on momentum energy and momentum conservation, and it tells that final electron and positron momenta will be different for bright pillar and the trident processes. This is just hint that to calculate it exactly. How I did, I assumed threshold of the process and looked in the energy momentum conservation in the center of mass, and then calculate gamma factor of this center of mass motion, and from this deduce in the lab frame momenta. And the same thing for the trident. Just conclusion is that the momenta for the threshold of the process, they are different.
So you're saying Q plus is half the value
Q plus,
Here initially I assume that again we have electron, then electron converts to the gamma photon with the same, roughly same energy, and then it produces. And this, in the second case, without this conversion. These are electron and positron momenta after the interaction. Okay, maybe then I finish.
I have a question. So these signatures scattering, you said this radiation reaction will produce a different spectral width and a different angular width. As you change the pulse duration of the
interaction.
And do you have an analytic expression for how this these widths vary with pulse duration?
No, these are not numerical.
It is numerical?
It is numerical.
Maybe you explained it, but I think I did not understand the combination of the classical and the quantum. So you have your classical electrons combined with the quantum radiation.
And
then what is the equation of motion that the electron sees? Because the quantum process is usually occurring two positions.
In fact, what is neglected that electron emits not continuously, but it emits in fact chaotically. This is not considered.
Spontaneous
emission. And in fact, next step now we are just investigating role of stochasticity, and the point is that the stochasticity can change this bandwidth, but this dependence on pulse length, this is it is based on computing of energy loss and focusing. And this existed in any case, if you consider stochastically or not stochastically. And this behavior, this initial result show that this behavior is almost the same. So general conclusion is that absolute value of bandwidth can change due to stochasticity, but the signature are more robust.
Is there a condition under which radiation reaction is nonlinear? In other words, is this Landau-Lifshitz formula, is this a linear treatment of the problem?
It is exact. In the first part, in plasma case, we did perturbation. In first case, no, it is exact.
So that means that many photons are involved in the end.
Yes.
In just standard nonlinear photons, one knows that the chaoticity really also changes the intensity, right?
The
intensity of the yield, for instance, the photoionization yield. It's not your problem. If one includes that you have chaotic emission, would you expect also a change of?
Probability of emission somehow will depend on chaoticity, but dependence on pulse length, this is much more robust. Value is different, but this behavior, when it has minimum, this is much more robust only due to the fact that it comes from computing of energy loss and focusing and how this absolute value, this is not very important.
So the bandwidth is robust, but not the absolute intensity of the spectrum. The bandwidth. I thought the bandwidth would change. That's what you said. But that's not the intensity.
But bandwidth dependence on pulse length will not change.
Okay.
Now, what happens when you have stimulated conference gathering?
There's
no stimulation there. Was it very intense? Did you feel you might be able to stimulate the conference gathering?
You mean by two waves?
Yes.
This is completely different. In fact, this is completely different problem. I cannot give a direct answer.
So, let's thank Karen again.